Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to the show. I got to see if my friend and my partner, my sister from another mother, is on the phone. So she's amazing. And yes, she is. Yay. How cool is that? All right. Hi, Vic. Coming to get you.
Hi.
Good. Anyway, it's good to see you, hear you. I know you've been in Bimini on a yacht. And having fun over the holiday. So
that was awesome. I got so lucky.
I know, right? So she looked amazing. Now, you guys, I saw her on the, you guys check her out on Facebook. But she looked beautiful and amazing. What's your Facebook page? Like people can look at you and see and say, yeah, I need some laser too. I need some of her beauty secrets. That's what I'm saying.
Well, my business Facebook page is Elite Skin Vestments, but I don't post any of my extracurricular activities on there. That's just all business.
Okay, well, there you go. So, but she's beautiful, you guys. If you go to her skin page or her her laser page, you'll be able to see what she looks like and who she, well, you'll see what she looks like, but if you search enough, you'll be able to find her. She's amazing and does a good job, but I tell you, you should put a picture of you on that page because you look beautiful, and your daughter too, because I know you and your daughter are like sisters, and they look like sisters, and that's one of the things. I first met Ashley, and then I met you after that, and I was like, wow, she's really beautiful, and I go, I remember thinking, I go, I bet you date a lot, right? And you and I have had some real long conversations about that. But dating sometimes is a lot different than we think. But, today I want to talk about our first everything. Remember your first kiss, your first time you were intimate or had sex, or like, wow, what's this all about, right? And that first kiss is always the best, though. Don't you think? I mean, I...
It was kind of scary, though, because we were hiding behind the curtains on stage when I was, 13 years old in 8th grade. So it was one of those grab-and-go kind of things, and then you just went, oh,
right?
My God, what just happened? Was that my first kiss?
Oh, that's neat. So, well, I hear you. My, what's my first kiss? I was thinking about that today. Robbie Gallimore in summer camp, 12 years old, and I had never French kissed a guy, and I was going on 12, going on 30, you know how it is. And I remember kissing him, and I was, so nervous, right? I was like, oh, my God, what do I do now? And I had my eyes open. And he told my counselor, who was going out with his counselor, I mean, it's kind of cool, And he said she had her eyes open, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, okay, next time he kisses me, I'll keep my eyes closed. And I did.
That's a young thing, okay? Because now as I'm older, I actually like to keep my eyes open, and I like to lock eyes with that person, because it's like looking deep into their soul. It's like, oh, we are connected, and I got you now.
I like that. That's really good. I got to try that. Yeah. Well, my father, when I was growing up, he told me two things, and these are the best rules. And I told my own daughter, tell her, now, too, as well. I said, always kiss in the light and always kiss around a lot of people. My dad told me that it's not wrong to kiss. And I was like, why is he saying that? You and I both know why our dads or our moms are like, but I'm a long way from
kissing. Well, they tell us a lot of things that aren't necessarily the truth, but they say it because they want to protect us.
Yeah, well, he was right on about that, because he's like, because I could always talk to my folks about, things, but he goes, see, he goes, you're going to get in trouble if you kiss in the dark and you don't know what you're doing. And he's right.
Right.
So, and my mom, too, she's back there being a cheerleader and then talking to me as well. But I remember, man, the first time I really started kissing a guy, his name was he's one of my best friends now. He's married recently and such a sweetheart. But we remained friends for all these years. And I started kissing him when I was 14. We were in my dad's restaurant in the banquet room. And I was like, man, kissing him. I was like, oh, this is what this is like. I like this, you know. So, because I went 2 years after Robbie and started kissing him. And he was, like, amazing. You know, it's so funny because I always had thoughts. I wanted him to be the first man that I had sex with, right? And because I knew he would be really careful with me. But he wouldn't. He goes, oh, you're so good and sweet, and I'm bad. I was like, I'm not good, and I'm not sweet. But, I, you know, I really was. And he was, like, a real playboy in the military. But yeah, that was my real first kiss was Robbie, but my real first kiss where I was a part of it and I felt like I wasn't overwhelmed was with Gregory. His last name's Gregory. I always called him by his last name. And I'll never forget that. Do you remember yours? You know, your first kiss where you felt like it was like amazing and you never wanted it to stop, and when could you do it again? You know what I mean? So do you remember that? Do you remember yours?
I'll have to give that one some thought.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, gosh, that was a long time ago, first of all.
And gosh,
only 2 years.
Maybe I can say that was, his name was Don. And this is when I was a freshman in high school. So I was like maybe 14, and he was a year or two older than me, maybe 2 years, because I think he was driving. But he was the center on the basketball team. So he was like 6'2" or 3 or 4 right, or whatever that was. And here's little me, 5'2", you know. But we did have a very at that time, what you could call an intimate relationship. You know, we kissed and we cuddled and we'd lay on the couch and watch TV or the floor or whatever, you know. So it was appropriate at the time. And I would say that was probably my first, like, real intimate kiss that I was actually present with.
I like that. And remember the butterflies in your stomach. Love the butterflies. Oh, my gosh. I still get butterflies in my stomach. You know, my tummy, when a guy, thinking about how a guy would kiss me, you know what I mean? And
because
it's just pure joy. And, man, I was like, I still feel that. And I told someone the other day, I go, I have got butterflies in my tummy. And he says, that's a good thing. I go, yeah, it's a good thing. And I mean, do you still get butterflies in your tummy? I do. Isn't that weird? I mean, I just do. So
yes. Yes, if
it's
with the right guy. Oh, my gosh. Those butterflies are flying out my mouth. They're not staying in my tummy.
I know. I'm telling you. It's like, I don't know. And then first time we went on a date, oh, that was a hard one. Oh, my gosh. Because they worked, my dad had a restaurant, right? And he worked, so a lot of the guys that I was associated with worked at my father's restaurant, and one of them asked me out on a date, and I'll never forget that, right? So I remember getting ready to go on my date. I was 15 maybe, and he knew my dad worked for my father. My father says, if you touch my daughter, I'm going to da-da-da-da. You know how dads do, southern dads especially, because you're from the Northwest, so you get it. The Midwest, right? Are you from the Midwest? Midwest, Southern girls. We're both the same, basically. And so he says to me, he says, your dad told me if I do anything wrong, he's going to shoot me. I go, yeah, he would say that. And then he's going to take me off schedule at work. I go, really? I go, I never knew that, you know. So, but yeah. Like that, come on. And
I had an experience like that too. My dad was friends with this boy's dad. His name was Patrick, and we always did things together as families. Like, for example, we'd go up north snowmobiling for the weekend, or you know, over the holiday break at Christmas time, and they had a cabin. And he my dad's friend, I think his name was Jim. And my dad's name was Jim. They worked together. And anyway, we would go up there and have fun. But nothing happened up north. However, when we got back home, this boy, Patrick, literally called my dad and asked his permission to take me out on a date to the movies and dinner.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. So, and did you?
I never saw him again after that.
No, you big. You started young, okay, getting rid of him, plucking him up. He's done, you know, so.
Well, you know what? I just didn't have the butterflies. It wasn't happening. We were much better friends than we ever could have been lovers or anything else.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, it's true. With my first date, I really liked him, but I didn't have butterflies with him. And we didn't go out maybe a couple times, and then we separated. And I really, really loved Gregory. And the love changed form over the years. We became best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And but he, this first time with him, like kissing him and going, and then I went on a date with him. That was amazing. And we just kissed and kissed and kissed and kissed and kissed and ate and kissed and ate and kissed and went to the movies and ate and popcorn and all that. You know, this great stuff is so innocent, right? And, oh, man, this
right.
time I would love to go back to that, you know. Or I wish that we could get together. I have no regrets about kissing anybody, okay, anybody. But if there's a but in anything, the life that I have now when it comes to dating, I wish that I would allow myself experience it like I did back then. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Where a kiss or holding someone's hand or thinking about sitting in a movie with them or dinner with them really gave me goosebumps. You know what I mean? And I couldn't wait to go. And I still feel like that, okay, but there is, some of it's a little bit of nostalgia too because I know what that's about. But if I can feel like that with butterflies, let me put it like that. If I can feel like that with butterflies, I'm like, okay, we're halfway there. I could fall in love with
mm-hmm.
this guy. I always know right from the get-go. And you're the same.
By those butterflies,
you are.
I know. The butterflies are our gauge, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I'm not talking about having sex. I am talking about, like, when you're looking at him and he's looking at you and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to see if he kisses me or not. And,
And then
yeah.
when he kisses you and it's so good and you just want to melt right into his arms.
First kiss, yep, you betcha. I know I can be there a long time. You know what I'm talking about. I know you do. And
I know.
So the first kiss is amazing.
I do know.
I know. It's like, and you always remember it. I know I do. And, I had an experience like that a few months ago where I was dating a guy. He actually used to be Amish and a neat guy. And he and I had flirted, and then we went out about 7 or 8 months later, and I was, like, wanting to know what it was like to go out with him, and he asked me out, and he said, I'm going to take you to dinner. So we went to dinner, and then we came back and made out on his couch. We didn't have sex, okay, do you understand, but we just made out on his couch, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Wonderful for about an hour. And, you know, things got a little hot and heavy, but nothing, you know what I mean by hot and heavy. I mean, we all do, kissing, cuddling, touching a little bit, but not anything
right.
at the top, right? And are you...
No, the clothes always
saying,
stayed on. Yeah, the clothes didn't
right.
come off. There was never anything that went below the belt, shall I say. Or second base, how about that?
Yeah, there you go. Remember that? We went all the way to second base. There you go. And, we did. But you know what I really appreciate? He's from the Midwest as well, and he didn't really push me. And I remember he asked me, and I said, nope, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, okay. And so we kissed and made out like crazy. And I went back to my house. He went back to his, and he left because he was in Ohio. He left a couple days later, and he'll be back again this year sometime. But, yeah, that's what I really remember. It was just one of those wonderful times, and nothing was pushed or said. It just happened. It flowed. You know what I mean? So, and it was
mm-hmm.
innocence. There was innocence to it. So I no regrets there. I think one of the regrets I have is, like, if we could have the knowledge and the sweetness and innocence, but have knowledge because of our experiences would be great. So, that's the only if that's a regret, that's a regret. If it's just something that I wish I could hold on to. And I've managed to do that now going back, you know, because you get wiser and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it like this time. And when you start a relationship or you go on a first date. But, you know, remember your first time. My first time was amazing and wonderful. And I have no regrets about it. And it was what it was supposed to be. He was wonderful. I was actually in college, and he and I were together. And but he was very, very anal, and I'm very concept-oriented. He's like very, things are in the right place. I think that's probably what broke us up. But it was amazing, you know what I mean? Do you remember yours like that? Or, because it was my choice. I said, I'm ready to do this now, and let's do it. You know, and I'd been on birth control, whatever I needed to do. But how about you? Do you remember your first time like that?
No.
You let it all.
No, my first time was not quite so, not like that. But I will say that I don't have any regrets for the way that it happened, because I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I will always find the positive or the best side of that situation. So it may not be the textbook, you know, fairy tale story that we, you know, that us girls like to believe in, but it had its place and its time in my life at that moment.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, mine was, it was everything I thought it would be and more. But did it end up like I wanted it to be? Looking at that time, absolutely not. I mean, I wanted to be with him forever. So I look at it now thinking God and Jesus and Buddha, whoever's on duty, thank you for not letting it work out, because I would have made him miserable, and he would have made me miserable, because we were not,
yes,
we weren't supposed to be together. We were supposed to be together for that moment in time. You know, and we stayed together for about a year and a half and moved on. And I hope that he's a better person. I know I am, because I met him and experienced my first relationship, real relationship. But I'm glad we're not together. But my first time was wonderful. My second time with him was even greater. People ask me, we talked about this a year, maybe, is the first time you have sex the best or the 10th time you have sex? I'm going to tell you, the first time is wonderful and amazing, but the 10th time, because you know what you're doing a little bit better, is incredible too, right, on a different way, but, you know. So,
right, yeah, it gets better because you know that person, you know, and you're a little more familiar and comfortable, so things hopefully flow a little bit smoother.
Right, exactly, and, you can enjoy yourself more because you know his body, he knows yours, and that's
right.
That's a key right there. So I think anyway, but no regrets about that. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When you were, let me ask myself this too. I was doing that this afternoon. When you're intimate with somebody now, do you go in with an innocence or do you go in with taking charge? And what do you think men like? Do they like innocence or taking charge? Because we both have no regrets about how we started, you know, in our first relationship. We also have no regrets about the first kiss. But I do believe the way that you start a relationship, your first time having sex with somebody, really sets a tone of how you're going to be in bed or with a lover. Agree or disagree? And what do you think?
Well, I guess it's possible, but for me, I always like to stay open to new experiences because I don't think that sex with a special person should remain the same all the time. I like spontaneity. I like to switch it up. Sometimes I like to be the aggressor. Sometimes I like to be totally passive.
Okay. Now, that is a word I would never use with you, but okay.
But I do have that side. You just don't know it.
I do. I think you can be very sweet and passive. I'm teasing you. She's a lovely person, you guys, but she's been a single mom just like I have. And, you know, single moms, we know, we get the deal and there's no illusions here. So, but yeah, I agree with you on that too. I mean, I can do both myself. But I think that taking my time to get to know somebody where I wouldn't be as much doing that now before as I do now. I mean, I really take my time, you know, even to kiss somebody, because I think kissing is super intimate. And on some level, I think it's more intimate than sex. I can't explain that, but maybe you know. Okay.
Yes, yeah, I do know, and I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's always been a first kiss with guys, and sometimes they kiss so bad, there's not a second kiss, right? That's so funny.
Please don't remind me.
Oh my gosh, you know, so Vicki and I have talked about that. So you guys who are listening now or who listen to it later, do you remember the, have you ever had a bad kisser? I'll never forget, I was in the car with this dude, and gosh, I was yelling, and he started, I was like, he's kissing me like a cow. I don't know how a cow kisses, but he probably has, he has a big tongue. We don't need to do what I know now, but anyway, so he's like kissing me. I was like, oh, I just kissed. And I'm, you know, talking to myself in my head, right? I was like, I got out of the car, and he called me a few times. Like, no, I don't think so. And, but how, if a guy will kiss you good, ladies, you know that. And I'm sure, man, if a woman kisses you good, you want to know how she does everything else, right? So, you know, and it's true. I mean, I read an article on how do you know a guy's going to be good in bed and a woman's going to be good in bed. And then I got this couple who they've been together, and they go, we saw each other dance for the first time, and we knew that we were good, we belonged together, and we knew the sex was going to be amazing. I said, so what you're telling me is how a guy dances? He goes, yes. And how, what you're telling me is how a woman dances is how they'll be good in bed. How they are in bed. I was like, okay, that's cool. That works. And they'd been together for a few years, you know, lovely people. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool, you know. So, but what makes you take your first step to get to know someone? Is it the way they look? Is it the way they move? What is it for you? Because I'll never forget the first, how I met my first, you know, love. I was in school working. I was actually working in a hotel, but do you remember what made you choose him or because we choose, I think men choose, women choose, men chase. What do you, what, how did you choose your first?
Oh, how I chose my husband. Well,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I chose him for a lot of other reasons that I didn't, that I wasn't aware of at the time. But in hindsight, I grew to learn the reasons that I chose my husband. He was the most popular guy at school. Everybody liked him. Everybody wanted to be with him. And he came from a good family in the community. So those were the reasons that I chose him, my husband. Now, since that didn't exactly work out, it didn't work out in the forever plan, but it worked out for every reason that it needed to work out in the time frame that
it gotcha. Did. Cool. Great comeback on that one. That's great. I getcha. That's good.
Right.
You know, people think, oh, it's got, it was, you guys had children, you built a life together, and then it was time for you to, karmic bond was broken, you
yes.
needed to move on, and so did he. I gotcha.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely, 100%. Today, I choose men that I'm attracted to. For me, I need to feel that attraction. I need to have those butterflies, okay? And then once that happens, now I'm looking at his aura. What kind of energy does he have? How do other people relate to him? How does he relate to other people? You know, because I think that plays a big role in who that person is.
I agree with you on that. That's a good point. You know, I tell you this, that's a good point. When I met the guy that I was my first relationship, boyfriend, intimate relationship, I was working in a hotel going to school, and I saw him. He was interviewing and going to start med school at, you know, at a place in North Carolina. And so I saw him. I was like, wow, he's good looking. And he checked out the next day, but I looked his card up and he had a number. And so I called him and I said, I go, this is Tari from, you know, XYZ Hotel. And I said, you forgot something. He goes, really? What did I forget? I go, my phone number. He could have been fired for that, but okay. So I gave him my number, of course, and the rest is history. But it was supposed to be, as you say, what it was, and not forever, but for right now. Because, you know, the relationships,
right.
experiences we have prepare you for the next relationship and experience
mm-hmm.
that you have. So I get that, too, as well.
Yes, I do. I get that, too.
That's funny, too. You know, we've got some good experiences, and some of them have been really painful and not ended the way we wanted to, but looking back, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from a lot of different aspects of relationship, and I appreciate it because it's maybe who I am today, you know? And
I agree.
I know what I'm looking for. I know what I choose. know, you're the same way. Vic and I have had many long conversations over coffee, tea, wine, beer, mimosas.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, we we invite everybody else to join us in the mimosas. But so, you know, I know that you're an observer a lot of times, and so am I, with other people in their relationships. And so it taught me what I want and taught me what I don't want. So I'm concentrating what
exactly.
I want.
Exactly.
And I know you've been,
I agree.
You're doing the same thing. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys check us out. We're going to be here. We're changing the day, I think, to Wednesday because I'm going to double check that with Vic and we can talk privately about it. But, you know, we'll talk about anything here. And because, you know, and you guys listen in. Let us know what you want to hear. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You can leave in a comment if you want to hear something, you can send a personal message too, and you can go to Elite Skin Investments, which is Vic's laser page, and you see her, you're going to say, wow, she looks beautiful. You should see my legs. I don't have to shave anymore. What a blessing. And yeah, I know, right? It's amazing. So, but we're here every Wednesday right now. I think that's what we're doing.
Okay.
As I said, double checking with her. And we want to talk about sex, dating, and relationships. I want to put love in there, but not right now. So let's talk about a lot of different stuff because love always happens. You know, I read this quote today, true peace comes from knowing only love is real. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. True peace comes from knowing only love is real. Yeah, I like it, Steve. Anyway, all right, my sweet friends, you that are listening now, listening later, Vic and I will be on next week. Vic, you want to close with anything or say anything to the people listening in?
I think that we can all just come from a place of love or a place of fear, and I always choose love.
Yeah, so good. I know. Thank you. That's very good. All right, everybody, have a great day. Vic and I will see you next week. Bye now. Vic, I'm going to call you right back.
Bye.
Bye.